This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why it's even better to be a Buckeye fan today than you realize.
And would anybody in America care about a Group of Five national championship game?
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Brought to you by Extend, XTENDAV.com. Tone, it's good to be a Buckeye fan.
Pot it up.
NIL, the new house settlement. Teams are allowed to... I got to pick him up?
Here we go.
Teams are allowed to pay their... Or schools are allowed to pay their... Players directly. Thoughts, opinions, go.
Okay, hold on.
Now.
I have so many questions.
This is a McLaughlin Group show.
I have so many questions because I saw people immediately saying this was going to benefit schools like Ohio State. So what is different? Because I saw...
Are you sure his thing is plugged in? Wait a minute. Guest one.
No, it's fine.
I saw one of the Schottensteins, I think it was Brian, who had been... in charge of the collective, where Cardale Jones was helping him out. We had Cardale Jones, I think, on this podcast, in talking about how they were going to be able, under the rules of that were established like 3 years ago.
Robert's Rules of Order.
That they were going to start their collective, and that collective ended up becoming one of the most successful collectives in the country, and certainly had a huge part in them winning the national championship last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw him tweeting yesterday that they are no longer... in control of that because the school is going to be handling this, but there is a salary cap and there is going to be enforcement, supposedly, with the accounting firms. I think Deloitte & Touche is one of those accounting firms.
Ernst & Young?
I don't think it was Ernst & Young on this one, but either way, it's a top-notch international accounting firm is going to be monitoring to make sure these are actual NIL business deals that are not going to be used for recruiting purposes.
Mm.
Well, you've lost me already. They're all recruiting purposes. That's what you're doing. You're finding money for players so that they come to your school. What? So how in the world would they ever be able to enforce that? I mean, if I'm these companies, at the very least, I'm just going to funnel the money through. I know the school has their $20 million. They're still allowing schools to grant money on NIL purposes. So how are you going to prove otherwise on that? What am I missing?
I don't know. I think you kind of got
it. So there is no salary cap. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, again, it's going to be an agreed upon principle of fact but I don't think you're missing anything. I think it's just, again, it's another good day to be an Ohio State fan because you have more at your disposal than others. I think that it's a big day maybe for Indiana. Because eventually they're probably going to come back down to earth a little bit. I don't know. There's a lot of very, very rich Indiana alums out there, apparently, that are willing to give a lot of money. So But I always wonder if they're going to come back down to earth a little bit.
There's so many.
Illinois can be a competitive team. Illinois can.
We laughed about Michigan State. Michigan State should be able to buy national championships with just Dan Gilbert and Matt Ishbia alone. Those two guys have all the money in the world. So clearly, all these schools have some billionaires at this stage. And then, you know, Michigan got a payment from somebody who didn't even go to Michigan.
Yeah.
I thought that's how they got their quarterback. So this is just, you know, the new landscape. It's kind of been this way, but clearly there are only so many programs that care enough about football that have boosters that will do this.
Well, because I think that you also have to give a return on investment for the booster. The booster wants to feel good about this. And if you are a football booster at Ohio State, there's plenty to feel good about. I think in Indiana, this is why I'm so surprised about Indiana and their football, that they got that many people to buy into football instead of basketball.
Instead of basketball.
Because you go and you look at, I don't know if you've seen a Purdue home game lately. Like, it is incredible. And Purdue is as good as anybody who hasn't won a national championship.
They've been awesome.
Purdue is as good as anybody in the country, and they're paying their players a very nice amount.
And they're always going to have a 7-footer.
And you're always going to have a great big 7-footer. And you're going to have a good return on investment if you're Purdue. Illinois, I think, has a possibility to do either or. But I agree. And again, I totally agree with you with Michigan State, obviously. Like, that's not even a conversation. So it's very interesting to see who wants to invest what. And wants to make, because I always thought, why do they invest so much in football where it's very hard, all the other booster money, things like that. And now I think they're moving in a little bit different, but at the same time, college basketball is not nearly as popular as it used to be. And is college basketball, I think in Kentucky, I think at Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, probably Wake Forest and North Carolina State. I mean, I'm kind of going to the weeds a little bit here. Is it as much of a bragging point to win a college basketball national championship as it used to be for a for an alum? I don't know if it is.
Oh, wait a second. If you're one of the blue bloods, that's all they care about.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But there used to be more teams that seemed to care about their college basketball. And now that we only have so much money,
decisions.
We're willing to spend. Because now you can spend as much as you want. There used to be caps before because some of the stuff is impermissible and you can get in a lot of trouble with the NCAA. And so you might be getting more people to go, okay, you know what? I'm going to give more to Michigan basketball instead of Michigan football because I'm going to get – like, it was a little bit more equitable. Now you can just give everything to Michigan football. Who cares? Who cares about Michigan basketball? Who cares? I mean, even though they have a much richer success in Ohio – or a richer history recently than Ohio State has, who cares about Ohio State basketball? I mean, really, who does? Like, you can just – it's something to do until football season starts.
Well, I've wondered this too.
Until spring football.
As much as I had been my whole life, Ohio State basketball was right up there with football. Mattered to me. I did play-by-play when I was there in college.
I know.
So I always kind of kept – and I remember watching when I was really, really young – watching those Ohio State games. Was it Bill Hoskett was the color analyst, and he would do those games on WUAB or WBNX.
Yeah.
They would show the games. So I always had a connection to Ohio State basketball, and then over the last 8 years, it's gone. My love of Ohio State basketball is gone. You know, the program went downhill, and now I wonder, like, I want every last dollar going to football to where if you're telling me that there is a booster that had $1 million and it went to the basketball player instead of the football player, I'd be like, even though the basketball player, that can buy a lot, one player making $1 million could be unbelievable.
Yes.
It could be a top 10 player in the country. He could take your team to a national championship. I'd be like, wait a second, we could have used it to get a better recruit in football where we actually can win the national championship.
It's made it what's really important to your school, what's really important to your fan base. I think the Big 12 has done a good job going, hey, you know, we might not have the alums the Big 10 has. Because the Big Ten has some big-time billionaire alums that we don't even realize. I would say they have more than the SEC, and I think that's part of the reason why they're getting a little bit antsy down there, because now that money is not an object and we got that many more successful billionaires who are willing to spend that money.
Hasn't that been one of the biggest revelations in this new era, is that the SEC, which let's say we can say, I don't even think you have to play the speculation noise, the SEC has always paid players, right?
Yeah.
Big Ten, there are a few programs that had paid players.
Yeah.
They were always as smart as they could possibly be, plausible deniability. The SEC cared more about football. They were paying players. They needed to.
Well, it just means more because they were willing to pay more guys.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's what it was.
Well, now with players willing to go anywhere around the country, wherever there's money, they're not even getting the same built-in advantage of, hey, within 5 hours, we've got this many five-star recruits.
Yeah.
Those five-star recruits will leave so fast. They have no problem. If Wisconsin had a seven-figure salary they wanted to give you.
Who was the guy who just jumped in the pool with the kid, and then the kid...
With Dan Lanning.
Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning jumped in the pool with the lineman, and the guy decommitted in like 48 hours.
Yeah, they had a video and they had all that stuff. So these players do not care. They're not going to stay home. Plus, their games are all on national television. This is kind of a big breakthrough over the last 20 years that those recruits in the South... Their parents want to watch them play.
Yes.
That is something you can't... Well, now all the games are on.
Yeah.
You can watch every game. Well, it doesn't matter where you are.
And if you're paying, if you're able to pay more, like Caleb Downs went to Alabama, Caleb Downs will go be quote-unquote cold because, I don't care, Columbus cold is not Cleveland cold.
Yeah.
He will be quote-unquote cold for an extra $1 million this year. Same thing with a lot of guys. Now, I don't know about Minnesota cold. That's probably colder than our cold. Maybe I wouldn't go all the way up there.
They got the dome now, don't they? Aren't they playing the...
No, they play
outside.
They have not played at that dome in...
That's right.
It's since 2009.
Yeah, 2008 that's right.
Is when they opened. 2009 they opened.
Marion Barber and who's the other running back they had? With that Glenn Mason team, that was unbelievable.
Why am I drawing a blank? I should know.
I cannot remember the other.
I've read all about Minnesota football history. Obviously, though they're willing to do it. Now, I want to know if everything's supposed to be equitable here, and there's supposed to be a cap. Will that make things? Shouldn't that even it out between the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12? Should that not be able to do that?
Oh,
if it's supposed to be, and again, this is overseen. What are the penalties? What are the penalties for going over this?
So they'd have to get serious, right? They'd have to, and it's not, like, again, Ohio State, the school, is not going to go over the salary cap.
No.
Michigan is not going to go over. What will happen is the boosters are going to get the NIL deals that are still available, even though the collective is gone.
Yeah.
If they really need a player, they're going to go pay that player. And how are they going to get in trouble for it? Now, the NCAA is no more, but whatever the new compact will be, whether it's the SEC and the Big Ten, whether they're going to be separate, however that governing institution, whatever is going to be crafted, now that the NCAA is going to go by the wayside.
I think it's going to be called the CSC of some sort, like the College Sports Commission.
Okay, how serious are they going to get about it?
I don't know.
Because the first thing you do is literally ban one of the big programs, like Ohio State, ban them from the playoffs. Okay, if they do that, these schools will get serious.
Well, because it all like the pony excess happened before I was born and you were a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always a cautionary tale for me because it's like, well, you don't want to have happen to you what happened with SMU. You don't want the death penalty. Like it was always like they've done it once and they don't ever want to do it again, but they could do it again if you mess up. Like I had always heard it's like that's the one you don't want. But I don't think anybody believed it until they actually did it with SMU. Now, what is the equivalent of the death penalty under this new group of schools? What is that? And are they going to actually stick to it? Because what if the wrong school? Remember, TV ratings, everything's based on TV ratings. Okay, what if Ohio State does decide to go over? Are you going to ban Ohio State from bowl games? Or the playoffs? You're going to ban Ohio State? Are you really going to stand there?
How do you think the networks are going to feel about that?
When we're spending $1 billion, you're going to ban Ohio State from playing in bowl games, playing in big-time games? Like, what are you willing to actually do? Because I'm willing to believe you will suspend Purdue for going over. That doesn't matter. Ohio State, Alabama, any of those schools. You willing to do that? No. Notre Dame?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Notre Dame, I know that they're not part of a conference, but are you willing to say, no, they can't be in the playoff?
Now, here's the next part of this.
Not a chance in hell.
God, I can't remember his name, in charge of a big sports agency. He talked about why he doesn't think the SEC and Big Ten are going to join an alliance, even though they're copying some of the things, even though maybe not necessarily the schedule.
Yeah.
He did say that because of the states involved in the SEC and the right to work policies in those respective state houses and state government, that he doesn't think they're ever going to allow collective bargaining with the student athlete.
Why are we talking about 14-year-old collective bargaining for the right to work and 9-year-olds working at fast food or whatever people are saying the stories are? What is that?
So they're saying that they don't think the SEC states and therefore the SEC will ever go along with that, while the Big Ten would. And so you can't have them not operating on the same playing field. So therefore, they would be separated. It's just something to monitor.
Sorry,
when we take into consideration the other consequences of having a CBA.
But I also think that, and this is you know, this probably violates antitrust. I think that eventually, you know, how do you get all the billionaires of the NFL together? You do try to tell them that this is best for business for everybody. They will collude on anything that they believe is best for business. They won't like it at first. Like, and this goes back to Jerry Jones and marketing. And like, you have the official soda of the Dallas Cowboys, even though the official soda of the NFL is something else.
Pretty incredible.
But once they found out that they could lax those rules and everybody can make millions and millions and millions and then billions of dollars more, they're willing to do that. You're going to have to show them that this is best for everybody. Well, I don't have any evidence to show them that this is best for everybody yet of the Big Ten and the SEC. And I do think they have to be careful because I really do believe that if you just were to leave it to the Big Ten and the SEC, I think the general interest wouldn't be as strong for college sports. If only the SEC or the Big Ten. Yes, I think naturally because of the money, because of the TV contracts, because of the quality of the teams, I do think that the SEC and the Big Ten should have more playoff teams than the other conferences. I don't think that that's a controversial thing to say.
Of course they will.
But I don't think they should have them all, with the exception of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I think that that gets pretty boring very quickly. Because then you're just getting to the
100%.
Point where it's the same teams, same 12 teams in every year, same 16 teams in every year.
Like that, I didn't mean, God, it came off so condescending when all year I'm like, Indiana, really? But
you're allowed to be. You have 90 years of history to show you that the only other time was, 1967 that they were that serious about football?
I can't deny that it was more interesting having Indiana in there, even though...
It was interesting to argue it.
Even though, yes, the argument was more fun than the actual football.
Until the game was played,
Until the game was played, and we actually saw Indiana on the football field against these teams, and there was no comparison. So You know, we'll be having those discussions. What do we do with that? They've already tried to remedy one aspect of this, which is to eliminate conference winner having the automatic, what was it, a bye?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have an automatic bye? Yes.
Do you think,
like, Arizona State, was it Arizona State?
Who am I thinking? Arizona State.
Should not have had
an automatic buy. Like, that's just, and they're doing away with that. Well, so that's a step in the right direction.
Let me ask you this now: where do we go as far as legally binding agreements with college athletes? Because I do find it to be pretty, you know, it's funny that Dan Lanning jumped into a pool and then 2 days later, or less than a week later, the kid decommits from Oregon. I would find that very annoying, though. And I think that a lot of fans find that really annoying.
So the fans,
at some point, you got to put pen to paper, and so you've signed what you signed.
The fans find it annoying, but the health of the game, as crazy as it sounds, I thought there'd be a revolt. I thought there'd be a revolt against, like, Ohio State having seven quarterbacks in 7 years or 8 years or whatever it is. But there hasn't been. Nobody seems to care. It is amazing.
I think that the people you care about, nobody seems to care. We are friends with a Big 12 school. Let's call it what it is. I'm nervous every year now.
Yeah.
It used to be where, hey, I could have it. And then you saw, like, at the very beginning of this, 4-8. And you saw at the end of this last season, injuries happened. They had no middle linebacker. They had no linebackers. They're getting ran over by old what's-his-name at Arizona State.
Scataboo.
And, and by the way, he's a great player. I mean, what the hell? I mean, that happens. But I'm nervous every year now. I don't know what type of record they're going to turn into.
The bottom could fall out.
Like, before, I'm always like, hey, man, you're good for 7-5. You're good for 7-5. Maximum, probably 9-3. Minimum, probably 7-5. And now, I don't know year to year. Indiana, does Indiana truly know year to year? Illinois turned in a good season and a poop season. Do they really know? I think that's annoying. And I don't think that's good. Ohio State, you're always going to turn in a good year. And same thing with, more than likely, a bad year that puts a guy on a hot seat is 9-3 in Alabama. Okay, it's a different standard. With Washington, I mean, they're not that far removed from Jeremy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go right back to hell. They've been a winless program. They've been a national championship program at Washington. I don't think that that's comfortable at all. I don't think that's good at all. And
I wonder
how much that needs to change.
I wonder
far
how much
more those schools than Ohio
how
State.
How much are those schools going to continually invest in football? If it's going to be wide a gap from year to year.
And then if you make it, but I'll tell you this, this is how you put them to it. I have no problem with putting programs under review. If you're going to have a salary cap, quote unquote.
Like relegation?
Yeah, I have no problem with putting it, like, I always thought 18 teams, I've said this to you many times, 18 teams in the Big Ten to me is not sustainable in so many ways. Because eventually, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, to some degree, but not really, Wisconsin. Who am I not thinking? Oh, God. USC, Oregon, okay? Those five teams right there, they're going to go, why is Maryland getting this? All right. I know why Rutgers can get some of it, so they just get the good fortune of being situated where they're at. Why is Maryland getting what they're getting? Why is Purdue getting what they're getting? And I think that absolutely, now that you're a coast-to-coast conference, Purdue's been around forever. You can remove Purdue. You can remove Maryland if you really wanted to. I don't. You will think dollars and cents in TV markets. Maryland's in the DC TV market, for crying out loud. But you could go, okay, well, I'll just get Virginia or whatever. Whoever wants to be serious about this, I'll go get Virginia Tech if they want to be serious about this. And then if they don't want to be serious, I'll put them under review. Because now if there's a salary cap and players actually have to go, okay, you are here for 2 years no matter what, unless your coach gets fired. You were here for 2 years. All right, then why are you're getting all this revenue share? Why are your facilities like this? Why is your program this bad for this long? I think there should be a review of it. I think that's only fair. I think that's only fair. Because, again, there's so many more Washington, Iowa State, Arizona State than there are Ohio State, Notre Dame, Georgia, Alabama. Mm. That's like four off the top of my head. Texas is number five. I think Oklahoma kind of can be in that mix, but maybe not. Florida wants to say that they're in that mix. They're not in that mix. They're not. They talk tough, but their facilities are dog you know what compared to all the other ones. LSU, I think, is serious about it. Go ahead.
One final question. Would you have any interest in a Group of Five national championship?
Yes, absolutely.
What, okay,
absolutely.
I'd be interested. You'd be interested.
Yes.
Some of the what's the great Mid-American Conference blog and podcast guy?
Hustle Bell.
They'd be interested in it. How many people would watch?
I believe
a championship game.
I believe
it's another betting opportunity. Seems to be what people care about.
I would say that there are 99% of group of five schools who are wasting their time and wasting their money. And I think that there have been programs that were special programs that their communities cared about, that fans rallied around, that have now been marginalized by chasing whatever TV dollars there
100%.
Are. And I would like for them to return
Marshall?
To that. Yes, I would like Georgia Southern. I would like them to App State in so many ways. I mean, I tell you, if they keep it up, I think that you can return to some sort of greatness. I wouldn't want to call it Group of Five. I don't know what I would call it. I don't know what division I would call it. I'd call it something different and going, you are now that level of national champion. And you know what I'd really want to do? Take North Dakota State out of it, end the D2 or end the FCS. Yeah. FCS. Yep. End the FCS. Make them all part of Group of Five. Have at it. Y'all have the same amount. I mean, I think that probably
Many of those programs could compete just fine.
Yeah, I think North Dakota State spends probably as much, probably more than Akron.
They've had better quarterbacks.
More.
Yeah.
You know how nice Akron's facilities are.
It's
right?
One of the greatest you're going to see.
North Dakota's are better. North Dakota State's.
See?
That place is.
And that's because that's a place that really gets it. Like, we spent all this money on the football stadium. And so when Owen says that, I go, okay, well, look at the jar.
I spent a week there last year. It was freaking great.
Yeah, the jar's not great. So I think take away. I'm sure the people in the fine people of the Gateway Conference or the Metro Conference or Big Sky wouldn't be too terribly thrilled about that. You keep those divisions, but now you're in the same boat as App State. You're in the same. You play for the same thing as App State. It goes back to the way it was. Let P4 be P4. You can still play your non-cons and play your first three games of your season against Oklahoma and God knows who else. But there is no point. There is 0 point at the end of all this. Akron can't even go to a bowl game, so it's a bad example this year. Mm-hmm. Well, there used to be a fever for Miami football.
Akron didn't appeal that ruling?
There used to be a fever. There still is, I think, a little bit of a fever for them and BG. And something's like, okay, great. You're going to get the Idaho Potato Bowl as your great big thing. How about a playoff? How about a playoff at the end? How about playing for a national championship somewhere? Play it the day before in a different place than the national championship. Whatever. I think it's way better that way.
Could they get 2 million?
2 million what?
Viewers.
For college football?
Oh, you think they get more?
Yes.
Oh, what do you think?
It's fish in a barrel.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
How are they not doing this?
I think certain D3 championships get that much, right?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know if they get. I mean, I don't know if they're getting 2 million, but they're getting a lot. I'm sure you could look it up. You're going to get a lot if you build it up. You get the right sponsorship behind it.
That's what I'm saying. D3's done a ton to like make sure that game is a huge.
Well, it's on network.
It's a huge deal, right? It's on network TV.
So many of these teams have left and went to FCS for reasons that are just monetary, that they're not even getting a real piece of. That I'm sorry, I unrightfully so don't value North Dakota State or South Dakota State or South Dakota's or UNI or Youngstown State, whatever. I don't value them as much, and I don't value the championships that they can win as much. And I don't think that's right. I think they should be able to compete with the Sun Belt and everybody else. You guys play for your own championship and then keep D2 and keep D3, mix those ones together, and then have Power 4, Group 5, but group of like 10. D2, D3, call it a time. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.